Welcome to an update on great art here at the Edinburgh Fringe. So I'm sitting in the garden of Summer Hall in the south of the city and the sun is shining. And I've just had a look at the Colombo Art Biennale. And this is a selection of art curated by Anushka Hempel, who graduated in art history from SOAS in London and has put together some vibrant, diverse and gripping voices from Sri Lanka to document how they feel about their country. Surreal Body by Rajni Pereira, who's a visual artist, is alluring, striking, challenging, and very traditional portraits are taken and then imposed on with beautiful, ornate paintings, but there's a fragility to this. In the very background, the art or nature swirls around the subject and almost threatens to topple them off the subject spot. Rajni sees that the conditions under which cultural production occur often involve an investigation of the identity politics that result from immigration. So her work seeks a position in which the new citizen resumes power and finds normalcy in surreal, fabricated worlds. And the fabrication in the beautiful paintings do have the sense of whether they should be there as ornate as they are, or are they exaggerated, or will they diminish? The art seems very bold but also temporary, and is the stronger for that. Another visual artist is Alex Stewart. His exhibition is The Reconciliation of Love on the Remains of the Past, and he uses very small forms to put his images across. He's lived and worked in London for 35 years, but been travelling back and forth Sri Lanka regularly since 1993, where he has friends, and he's exhibited his work in Sri Lanka too. He's a self-taught artist, and he loves painting and some sculpture. He's influenced by people who are honest and genuine in the world, and encouraged by those who go for their dreams. And he loves to paint when the cricket test match series is on the radio. And in his stillness, in his art, there is a lot of contrast, a lot of vibrancy, a lot of bold colours. And he extends the connection of people through one or two gestures. There's a very strong simplicity to his work, a big honesty. It's not emotive, but it contains emotion and connection and has a warmth about it that is simple. I loved Kanish Tabendran's work. He's a visual artist and his exhibition is Invisible Treasure. So he has a BA in design from the University of Jaffna in Sri Lanka, and he's also shown in group exhibitions organised by the university's Faculty of Art. And his work depicts the loss of belongings, whether they're property, vessels of heritage or people, and it speaks to a larger conversation of war, reparations and land rights. It includes the loss of the artist's father, and his art contains cut-out shapes on otherwise perfect photographs, and this helps the artist come to terms with the reality of his own loss. I found his work incredibly powerful and moving and simple, but still incredibly overpowering. Central to the exhibition is Anoop Vega, an installation and visual artist who exhibits Still Point. He's a draftsman and a self-taught artist, and he began drawing at an early age. He didn't pursue a formal further education, and he did have a brief stint in the Dubai hotel industry, and that's when he began drawing. So he discovered that travelling around in his Volkswagen, he could continuously sketch glorious little sketchbooks. And in his central installation, it felt like I'd arrived home. There was just a sense of belonging and real connection to it. There was this lush, real sense of generosity and open-hearted, which I think the curator, Anushka Hempel, has achieved. So if you are in Edinburgh and can catch this exhibition, it's called In Search of Stillness and is work from Colombo. I urge you to go for the contrasts, the warmth, the generosity and the cultural love that is really shared here. A real insight into a country without even having to travel there. So whatever you're doing this weekend, do enjoy. Please share, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
I told you about this.